I think they're renaming Suffield Pleasantville. I mean, like it's really unbelievable. We're at Barista Cafe here right on Main Street in Suffield. And, you know, we just had in Charlie Can, the head of school at Suffield Academy, right across the street. We got like a slew of kids out in the, like, the town green. And I guess it's walk to school day. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's our walk to school, annual.
Was this your idea?
It's not my idea. It's existed long before.
So, first of all, Colin Maul, who's the first selectman, what did you – I mean, you, this job, is this like the easiest job in America? Everyone loves this town.
I would love to say that. Yeah.
It's like you must have zero problems, right?
Zero.
Zero. Before we get to the town, though, I mean, how do you, I mean, just in the little I can glean from your backstory, like, how the heck do you end up in a leadership position in Suffield, Connecticut?
I mean, I think it's one of those where I was working at a plant nursery down the street. You know, we're managing millions of dollars, and contractors that lived in town came in, and residents said, hey, you should try this. And I said, try what? And they're talking about, you know, first selectman job. And I said, well, I think you got to get voted. And they're like, yeah, all you got to do is go meet people. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't have time for this. And next thing you know, 5 weeks before election, I pulled the trigger and said, I'll do it. Ran, and next, here I am. I'm the first selectman of Suffield for three years now.
So you never had any political aspirations?
No, not. If you asked me even 4 years ago, it wasn't even a thought.
They just liked how you run the business and how you, like, what was it about them that compelled them to say, you should do it?
I think they saw the success of the business, but at the same time, I think people wanted change, right? Isn't that how it always goes with political positions? People want change, new ideas, something different.
How do you like it?
I love it. I mean, really, it's the people of the community. You got to love them. There's everybody wants to be a part of it. Everyone tries to do something different. We have community organizations. I mean, all the people you're interviewing, look at it. You love it. You're calling it Pleasantville, right?
Yeah, I mean, we don't, like, purposely select happy people. But, like, you know, people seem genuinely to really love being here, and that must be an advantage from the start that you're not – people, you know, grumpy about X, Y, and Z. I'm sure there are problems, and we'll get to that, and challenges, but it is nice when people like where they live.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look outside your window.
Look at those kids.
Yeah. I mean, they love it. Everyone comes out, the faculty and staff, they come out, and, you know, it's just a good thing to see. The community.
They do this, like, once a year?
Once a year.
So today's a big day.
Today is a big day, yeah. The emails go out. Hey, listen, just remember, we're having, kids walking.
Drive slow through town.
Yeah, and it's tough. We got main roads, but, our police and first responders are out there.
What, you know, when it comes to, you know, the town and running it, like, right now, we're talking with Colin Maul, who's the first selectman here in Suffield. What are your challenges? Like, I mean, you know, for what we've gleaned in the towns we've visited, is volunteerism isn't great in a lot of towns. So, like, if there is, whether it's, I mean, I don't know what the fire department in here is, but the towns that have volunteer, that's trouble. Getting families here, getting young kids in the school system, growing without losing charm. Like, yep. What are your challenges?
You know, I think it's unique for every town. It really depends on what the town wants, right? So challenges, like you spoke about volunteerism. Very difficult. I think Suffield, we're fortunate because we're run by a lot of boards and commissions to get the volunteers. Is it easy every time to get one? No, but we always fill the positions. We have a lot of local organizations that volunteer their time, Friends of the Farm at Hilltop, the Historical Society. We have all these people that just want to be a part of the community. Getting them out can be tough at sometimes, but I think overall it's, you know, if you put it out there, They'll come.
Are you still doing both jobs?
No.
Okay,
this is a full-time job. Yeah. So, I mean, I have a weird schedule sometimes. You know, every day I'll go in the morning. If I have a meeting, I attend a lot of board and commission meetings in the evening. So I try to scoot out somewhere between 1 and 3. Sometimes I get stuck there till 4 or 5, and then I'm off to a meeting at 6 or 7 o'clock at night.
It's like a split shift.
It's a weird split shift. It's like I'm working first and second shift, and sometimes on the weekends. But
do you have larger political aspirations?
I do not. I have not given that any thought. You know, my focus is here in Suffield.
Because, you know, it's funny, and we got to go, but you're a Republican, right?
Correct, yeah.
You know, and I'm an unaffiliated. I'm an independent. But one thing I've noticed, and this is no offense to some, there aren't enough Republicans in bigger office in Connecticut, but I've met some great Republican local leaders. I mean, I don't know if it was Bristol or – no, it was Bristol. We know, but also I think it was in – where was the Eagle's Nest?
Plymouth.
I think that was – they had a young guy who was really talented too. There's a lot of young Republicans in local leadership that don't want to do more. Like, they like doing – because they're more impactful maybe at the local level.
I was going to say, the local level, you have the impact – day to day, I mean, I could be walking to go get lunch at the market. I could be walking around town. You're going to run into the people that you're making decisions for on a day-to-day basis. So it really depends. The higher you get, the less you're going to
the more removed you are from the people you serve.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's what a lot of people look at, too.
Colin, whatever you're doing, you haven't screwed it up. What was good, you haven't screwed it up, and it's working.
As far as I know.
We've had a great morning here, and it seems like the town is really – it's beautiful, and it seems like it's going well. So we appreciate the time.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming out here. I mean, look, it's a rural community, but we have towns like Enfield, Southwick, Agawam, Windsor Locks, right next to us. So if you need to go
– Costco.
Bigger stuff,
right.
You can go out of town.
But it's not here.
So.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Colin Maul, First Electman here in Suffield. You're